Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's try this again. Well, praise God, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show for Wednesday, April 11th. I'm so glad you joined us tonight, wherever you may be accessing this program from, wherever you are in the world. On this earth, as we broadcast to you via the World Wide Web. As usual, I am here at McDonald's at 4925 Eastman Road. I'm just north of Saginaw Road here at McDonald's. But I got some great news. It looks like the 1711 South Saginaw Road McDonald's, the McDonald's that I had normally been doing the show from, is going to be reopened. Is going to be reopening on Saturday, April 14th. So in 3 days. And I'm beyond excited. Monday will be my first show back there. Keep in mind, originally this was the McDonald's we were doing the show at, but Preacher Man looked at that other McDonald's, 1711 South Saginaw Road, and I had been in there before. I had talked to him about it, and there were some things that 1711 South Saginaw that made it seem more appealing, like the acoustics were more conducive to it, and us me being in the back by the bathrooms, we were further away from like all the beepers and everything going off, so. That's part of what we were doing at that McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw. Plus, that was my preferred McDonald's to play at when I was younger, in the play place. And so, I'll be back to that McDonald's, it looks like, on Monday. Also, the reason there was no broadcast this past Saturday was because I didn't go to the IX Indoor Amusement Park at the IX Center in Cleveland. I did not go this past weekend. So we had some things come up. So it looks like if the weather can just cooperate, and us not get an ice storm, then I'll more than likely be going to the IX on Saturday. So we do a broadcast because I'm going to be staying doing the Ohio thing Saturday / Sunday as opposed to a Friday and Saturday. Hello, Preacher Man.
Yes. You're back. Which is good and bad.
What?
I have this here to make up for
you. Yeah?
Hey, Rib, it's Mom. You're live.
Oh,
on the radio,
hi, how
are
you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm good. I'm
well.
Yes,
with... I can hear you.
Okay, so do you want to say hi to Elizabeth?
Your cousin? Well, Elizabeth.
Hey,
yeah.
Rivers, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Yeah. And so her husband is here. His name is Justin. Rivers is live on the radio.
Hi, Rivers. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, Justin. I'm so glad to see you guys. I was just kind of introducing the program and was trying to talking about some things, something that I've been up to and about the location. How about that? About that, on Monday I'll be back to the other McDonald's that I brought,
that
I normally broadcast from. And then
that's
I was
cool.
Gonna
I'd love to hear that.
And then I was explaining, just about to explain about the Ohio thing about the indoor carnival, where there's going to be
there's an indoor carnival,
a bunch of
on?
Big rides. I'm going to an indoor carnival this weekend in Ohio, where there's
that's
a bunch of
exciting.
Big, huge fair rides.
What's your favorite thing,
yep.
or what are you most excited about?
Well, this year there's actually going to be three roller coasters there and not just one or two like there was the previous two times I went.
Oh, I love roller coasters.
There's going to be three roller coasters there. One of them, I understand, is supposed to be one of the biggest traveling roller coasters in America. There's one called the Wildcat that's going to be there. There's two others. One's called
the
Backspin roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
But this is a traveling version.
Oh, okay.
This
so
well,
what are you
one,
most
but,
excited about?
The roller coasters, I'm excited about. The zip line, I'm excited about. I'm excited about a bunch of different rides.
I've never been on a zip line.
And, it's actually pretty cool. I can't wait to go
I've
on
heard.
It myself.
I've heard. They have some scary ones that go from, like, mountaintops to trees and stuff like that.
This is, well, the good news is that this is confined inside of a building.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that,
that can help with
scary.
Some of the scariness.
That'd probably be a
yep.
good beginner's one for myself.
Yep. Yep. The previous two times, the other two times I went, I don't know if we didn't do it because we thought it costed money or what. But my understanding is it's free, and if it's free, I am going to do it. And
that's awesome.
I was going to
– You need to get somebody to take a video of you if you do that, because I'd like to see it.
All righty.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to hand
if
you back
go,
to your mom.
I'm,
it was good talking to you, Rivers.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Yep. You too.
Okay, Riv, thank you for sharing about the IX, and I'm so glad that you get to go this weekend. Enjoy yourself. I love you,
Snoopy. I love you. Listen, Mom. Mhm. So, anyhow, folks, so, folks, as you heard, I am going to – oh, my gosh. Oh, sorry about that, folks. Sorry about all that noise. Anyhow – Sadie, does it show that I'm still live?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because I wasn't hearing any noise or anything anymore.
What do you hear now?
Well, folks, as you did hear a minute ago from me before I got that caller, it does look like I'll be going to the IX if Mother Nature can tone down her threat about a silly ice storm that could be coming. It's going to be April 14th on Saturday, so by then we'll be getting to a bit late for that. The cold weather stuff is getting a bit old. Now, we did do better today. We went over 50 degrees. I believe we hit close to 55. So if we hit 55, then we will have been above average for the first time this month, which is fantastic. Tomorrow it looks to be in the low to mid 60s with some showers in the morning. Hopefully, I hope we get some sunshine tomorrow. And then Friday, we cool back down. And then Saturday, as I said, we have that risk of some possible icing. If it's warm enough, though, it could be rain. So if it's rain, it looks like I will be going to Ohio. And figure out, I'm gonna try to figure out how I would best do a YouTube video or get my assistant to record a video at least of me riding the zip line. As I did just pledge to my cousin Justin, on the air a couple minutes ago, that if the zip line is free, that I'm going to ride it. And if we can figure out how to do the video thing, then there's going to be a video of me riding it. That I will, that we can put on my Facebook page. I'm going to really try to work on figuring out how to upload video for YouTube. Because I think it's pretty cool. And as I said about the SIAX thing, I'm really looking forward to the various big rides that are going to be there. 3 roller coasters, that's a record for that event. 3 traveling roller coasters. A zip line. Various rides that go upside down, spin like crazy, up and down, real high. You know, very wicked, ungodly, evil rides. Just kidding. I mean, awesome rides that I love riding. And it's going to be fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. Yes, listeners, there will be a Waffle House trip. I'm going to try to have a video. I won't be doing a live broadcast from Waffle House this time because I did one at a Waffle House in December. Now, if it had been closer to a full year, then I would be a lot more apt to do it. But since I was at a Waffle House like 4 months ago, I'm not going to do a broadcast there this time. But we might do a video, possibly, of me eating waffle. You're asking, now if you're thinking, come in, what you going to have put on your waffle? Well, I've had a peanut butter on a waffle twice, maybe 3 times at Waffle House. All 3 of those times, it tasted like heaven on earth. It really did. It was very enjoyable. There's actually a place in Sterling Heights an M59 that has Reese's waffles. And I can't wait to go there. Who knows? There might be a remote broadcast from that place whenever I go there, you know? And here's my thing about these remote broadcasts. When I do these remote broadcasts, I try to make it so that I can be well understood and that background noise can be somewhat limited. But sometimes it can be good to hear part of what's going on, like at a mall or something, or at the IX. But it's an awesome thing. It's cool. Analogy. And I love doing it. I love doing this. But about this IX thing, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be fun. Now, before I move on, hello? Hello there. Hello?
Miracle Man.
Yes, Preacher Man.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
That's awesome. I'm trying to make heads or tails here of the studio. I'm signed in for today. I don't have a very good ability to hear you on my phone, so I can't do a bunch of talking right yet, but I'm going to be on the program with you tonight, so just to let you know.
I can hear you great.
Yeah, I can't seem to press my phone against my ear hard enough so I can hear you.
Let's try this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's not you. It's on my end. I'm not quite sure what it is.
I was just seeing if maybe it was the wrong headphone. Or something. That's why I just flipped it.
No, you're sounding good. I'm going to keep working on my end. I'll talk to you here in a little bit, okay?
All righty.
Dr. Pepper is the only one to drink, too.
Oh, just for that, I happen to have a Coke right in front of me. best drink ever. Now, about the, as I was explaining to you, my listeners, about this IX single music.
All right, I'm going on mute, man. Have at it. I'll talk to you in a little while here, okay?
All righty. Okay. Now, about the what, where, and when, so inside info on IX Indoor Amusement Park, the what is, it is a major event. It's a festival with 20 acres of rides and fun, all indoors. It includes carnival rides, games, and food, as well as live bands and the like, a petting zoo, and other couple other shows. The where is, it is at the International Exhibition Center, so International Exposition Center in Cleveland, Ohio. It's right near the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, so it's near Interstates 480 as well as Interstate 71 on the southwest end of Cleveland. What to know? Hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for the final 3 days of the show, which is Friday, April 13th through Sunday, April 15th. and I'll be there on Saturday. Pricing, the cost to get in is $24.99. You can get tickets for $4 off at discount Drug Mart stores, which is a chain of drug stores in the greater Cleveland area. Parking is $10. That was just a few things to help you plan. And it is on the main level. So you'll go in, go to the lobby, and you'll get into the main room, and then you'll see there's two different ride areas. One is Kidsville, which is where the children's rides are. And then there's Thrill City, Mountain Dew Thrill City, actually. Thrill City is the place where you find major rides, like the Ring of Fire, the Orbiter, those roller coasters I talked about a little bit ago, along with some other crowd favorites. And I will be there on Saturday, it looks like. Now, with all that out of the way, I'm going to just give you the plan for tonight real quick. And here's the plan. We started a little bit late, but I'll do plan to speed up a little bit. So here's the plan. For tonight, we're going to read from Numbers chapter 3 and continue on looking at Moses and Aaron and God speaking to his kids. And then after that, we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. I'm going to exhort. After that, we have a quick sports update. I have a Tigers score from last night. Pistons play their last game of the season tonight. And then a Red Wings announcement from Ken Holland, the general manager. And that's what we're going to be delving into tonight. So, with that, give the phone number quick, give a quick explanation, then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get right into the Word. And get to moving along. So, you found our stream, and if your listener, and if you have friends who you don't want to join on and stream with us, you can tell them, they can go to blogtalkradio.com, that's all one word, and then search Upfront Entertainment in the search box. And then you click on that link, a link. You'll see a link that says Live and Large, and you click on that link. And then there'll be a button so you can stream. And in addition, we have a follow button. And what's going to happen when you hit the follow button is you're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. And so it's a really amazing thing. And so it's awesome. And we always say it's a really smart thing to follow this program on your smartphone. Also, we have a telephone number where you can call us at. And we can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. We can talk about the IX Indoor Amusement Park event. We can talk about faith. We can talk about God. You know, we can talk about how you feel about what the Tigers are doing so far. or the Pistons, how you feel about that? You know, the Red Wings, as they've announced that they're keeping their coach. We can talk about just about anything. We do have one exception, and I will get to that after I give the telephone number. And the telephone number you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Now you're listening for the prompts, and then after being prompted to do so, you press number 1. And when you press 1, you'll go through the call screener, and then we'll let you live on the program. Now, the show is not a political talk show. We don't believe that talking about politics on this show necessarily breeds life. We talk more about faith and fun and miracles and, you know, current events that I'm up to, like IX and stuff like that, sports. And so, what's going to happen is if you call in and you want to talk about politics, is that me and Preacher Man, we're going to tell you to pray. As the Bible tells us, to pray for our leaders who have authority over us. That's in the Bible. We're also going to tell you to vote. As here in this country, you make your voice heard by voting. You don't like how that person you voted for in Congress is doing? Vote them out. Vote in someone else. And that's the beauty of the American system, is we can vote. And so, with that in mind, I'm going to open right up with a word of prayer, and then I'm gonna open up my Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight, the show. I thank you for these listeners who are listening tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, for Elizabeth and for her husband, Justin, that are joined in listening to us, as well as Dawn, my mom, Dad, everybody who's listening in. Please come in. I pray that you bless everyone who's listened in, everyone who's listening in tonight. And I thank you that you're speaking to them. And I thank you, Lord God, that all these people have it in them to hear what the word of the Lord says and to hear of your word. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. Oh, and Lord, I thank you for the show as a whole. I thank you that in the name of Jesus, I claim that we're going to increase greatly. I claim that the amount of listeners on the show is going to dramatically increase. Oh God, I claim that in the name of Jesus, that the listenership of the show increases dramatically. And Lord God, I claim that money comes into the show. And I claim that sponsors come to the show. And I claim that great new equipment comes to the show, so we can make this a better show and we can better do your work. Thank you that you're blessing my lips tonight. And Preacher Man, as he's on with us tonight. And so if there's anything that you feel like you'd have Preacher Man say, let him just come on and say it. As I give now give you, Lord God, I give you permission to be in charge of the show tonight. We give you glory and honor and praise for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you got your Bible, then turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 3. Sorry about that. We're just turning the page. We're going to begin with verse 1, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Levites. This is the account of the family of Aaron and Moses at the time the Lord God talked with Moses on Mount Sinai. The names of the sons of Aaron were Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These were the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priests who were ordained to serve as priests. Nadab and Abihu, however, fell dead for the Lord when they made an offering of unauthorized fire before him in the desert of Sinai. Wow, that's serious stuff. They had no sons, so only Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests during the lifetime of their father Aaron. The Lord said to Moses, bring the tribe of Levi and present them to Aaron as priests to assist him. They are to perform duties for him and for the whole community at the tent of meeting by doing the work of the tabernacle. They are to take care of all of the furnishings of the tent of meeting, fulfilling the obligations of the Israelites by doing the work of the tabernacle. Give the Levites to Aaron and his sons, and they are the Israelites who are to be given wholly to him. Appoint Aaron and his sons to serve as priests. Anyone else who approaches the sanctuary must be put to death. The Lord also said to Moses, I have taken the Levites from among the Israelites in place of the first male offspring of every Israelite woman. The Levites are mine, for all the firstborn are mine. And when I struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, I set apart for myself every firstborn in Israel, whether man or animal. They are to be mine. I am the Lord. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Sinai, count the Levites by their families and clans. Count every male a month old or more. So Moses counted them as he was commanded by the word of the Lord. These were the names of the sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath and Merari. Names of the Gershonite clans, Libni and Eshi. The Moabite clans, Amram, Ishar, Hebron, and Uziel. The Midianite clans, Mahali and Mushi. These were the Levite clans according to their families. By Gershon belonged to Gershon belonged the clans of the Libonites and Shimeites, and these were the Gershonite clans. The numbers of all of the males a month old or more who were counted was 71,500. The Gershonite clans were to camp on the west behind the tabernacle. The leader of the families of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, son of Leal. At the tent of meeting, the Gershonites were responsible for the care of the tabernacle and tent, its coverings, the curtain at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the curtains of the courtyard, the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle and altar, and the ropes, and everything related to their use. To Korah belonged the clans of the Amramites, Jesseites, Hebronites, and Uzielites. And these were the Kohathite clans. The number of all of the males a month old or more was 8,400. 25. Verse 29. The Korahites were responsible for the care of the sanctuary. And the Kohathite clans were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. The leader of the families of the Kohathite clans was Eliezer, son of Uziel. They were responsible for the care of the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the articles of the sanctuary used in ministering, the curtain, and everything related to their use. The chief leader of the Levites was Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest. He was appointed over those who were responsible for the care of the sanctuary. But Merari, to Merari belonged to the clans of the Malites and the Mushites. These were the Merarite clans. The number of all the males a month old or more who were counted was 6,200. The leader of the families of the Merarite clans was Zuriel, son of Abdiel. And they were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. The Mushites were appointed to take care of the frames of the tabernacle, its crossbars, its posts, its bases, all its equipment, and everything related to their use. as well as the posts of the surrounding courtyard with their bases without pegs and poles. Moses and Aaron and his sons were to camp by the to the east of the tabernacle toward the sunrise in front of the tent of meeting. They were responsible for the care of the sanctuary on behalf of the Israelites. Anyone else who approached the sanctuary was to be put to death. The total number of Levites counted at the Lord's command by Moses and Aaron, according to their clans, including a male a month old or more, was 22,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Count all of the firstborn Israelite males who are a month old or more and make a list of their names. Take the Levites for men in place of all the firstborn of the Israelites and the livestock of the Levites in place of all the firstborn of the livestock of the Israelites. For I am the Lord." And Moses counted all the firstborn of Israelites as the Lord commanded him. The total number of firstborn males a month old or more listed by name was 22,273. The Lord also said to Moses, turn the page, take the Levites in place of all the firstborn of Israel and the livestock of the Levites in place of their livestock. The Levites are to be mine. I am the Lord. They redeemed the 273 firstborn Israelites who excised the number of the Levites. Collect 5 shekels for each one, according to the sanctuary shekel, which weighs 20 gerahs. Give the money for the redemption of the additional Israelites to Aaron and his sons. So Moses collected the redemption, those who exceeded the number redeemed by the Levites from the firstborn of the Israelites. He collected silver weighing 1,345 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, as he was commanded by the word of God. Okay, by the word of the Lord. Amen. Alrighty. Now, let's go to Hebrews coffee. Okay, it's not coffee exactly, but I was teasing about the whole Hebrews coffee thing. But let's go to Hebrews 11 and look at what God has to say about faith. Praise God. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, the certainty of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did, and by faith he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offering, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him for the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. And they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things, they show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, or a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did in fact receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob, and he saw in regard to their futures. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the pleasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward, and by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover from the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. And when the Egyptians tried to do so, they just made it right through because they were thinking about, maybe there'll be a pretty girl that I can talk to like Hannah on the other side. Sadie, does it say that? Does it say that? Does that sound like what it says? But when the Egyptians tried to cross the Red Sea, they didn't drown or anything like that because they were just thinking about if there could be a pretty lifeguard on the other side. Does it say that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, no, oh, no, 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 it does not say that. I'm reading the Bible. You're supposed to say no. What?
Who doesn't have a pretty
lifeguard? Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Instead, by faith, the Israelites passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. Yep, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now let's real quickly read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you think about these people. You think about these people. They were beaten. They were jeered, flogged. They were lost. They were wandering in mountains, caves in the ground. They were destitute. Some of them were mistreated, and the world was not worthy of them. They had faith in God. They had faith in God, though. Now, they suffered for God. That's why they did. I'm so glad.
Hey, you there, Miracle Man?
Yes, Preacher Man.
How you are?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, preacher. I can hear you.
I can hear you finally, and you can hear me, and I can hear you. Hallelujah. I'm sure you was preaching.
Amen.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but keep going. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Amen. And I was just explaining, now these people, they were flogged, they were beaten, scourged, they were persecuted, they were sawed in two, because they believed in God. And the world was not worthy of these people. God saw them through, though. The world was not worthy of them. Luckily, in this country, we have freedom to worship God, when and where we feel it. And let's not take the freedoms we have in this country to worship God, you know, to confess Jesus as Lord, to live for God, and to be a Christian. Let's not take that freedom to be a Christian that we have in America. Let's not take that for granted. I'm sure in other countries in the world, it's just like those people we read about, where they were stoned, they were sawed, they were beaten, and they were persecuted. For what? For being a Christian, for having faith in God. Yes, we have people in this country that hate God and love the devil and wickedness and that, but in this country, we, thankfully, for right now at least, we are afforded freedom to worship God as we please. No, this is not political at all. I am saying, let's not take for granted the freedoms that we have in this country to be Christians and to boldly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you don't have to just be underground somewhere. Oh, boy. There's this man who comes to Living Word at least once a year, at very least once a year. His name is Ingolf Schmidt. He's a preacher from Germany, before the wall came down. Before the wall came down, in like East Block, in the, where he was at, and these other East Bloc countries in Europe, and what have you, these communist places, all the churches, if they found out you were a church, the government would come and shut you down. That's how much control they had. They would come and shut you down. That's why they had to hide. In this country, we don't have to hide because we're Christians. I thank God for that, that we do not have to hide all because we're Christians who believe in God. And Ingolf Schmidt has powerful stories. And if you don't know who Ingolf is, you need to. He'll make you grateful. You're not grateful. for the freedom you have to be a Christian in this country? Oh, and at Christmas, but just in case you're wondering, for Christmas, they would basically just get a piece of fruit in Gulfport, for example, when he was little. That would be what you'd get for Christmas, a piece of fruit. Maybe two for Christmas. You don't get all these crazy toys, you know, clothes, you know. All these different candies and, you know. The kids didn't get all kinds of toys to play with for Christmas. Oh, no, not like in this country. Uh-uh. We're spoiled compared to the way those East Bloc countries had it. And that's in life, but I'm just talking about the freedom we have in, as Christians. And I'm saying that to say this. Folks, if you do not know my Jesus, you do not know my Jesus who died on the cross for all of us. And he saved us. Jesus saved me. He's a miracle. He's a healing Jesus, a miracle working Jesus. He will save you from sin. He'll save you from eternal hellfire if you accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to. It's very important that you know my Jesus. And here's why. At the end of your natural life, whether you die of old age or the rapture happens, if you live through the tribulation, oh, I hope none of you do. I hope you're at a better place with God than that. But when you die, you can think, oh, you know, my soul will just be in the grave like my natural body. Oh, no. You're going to give an account to God. And you're going to go to either heaven or hell. If you never ask Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you die after the age of accountability, or even at the age of accountability, then you are going to hell for sure. You give your life to Christ and you live for Jesus and you do what he says. No, this doesn't mean you'll be perfect. The earth is not perfect. We're all going to mess up. Things are going to happen in this life. We're going to mess up. And as long as we are holy and acceptable unto God and live as good Christians, we're going to make heaven. Then you're going to make heaven. In general. But you can change your destiny from hell to heaven by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior wherever you are. And so you can confess. You can make a confession to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. It only takes a few seconds. It's very painless. And it doesn't cost you any money at all. Huh? It doesn't cost any money? No. But you can change your eternal destiny forever. Now, if you're listening to this program, I want you to say this after me. And those of you who are giving your life to Christ for the first time, mean it. Everybody mean it. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and be my Savior. I now must choose who to serve. I commit to serve you and to walk with you for all of my days. I hereby commit my life to you, Jesus, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you know, you want to know something, listeners? Those of you who gave your life for the first time, the angels are having a big party in heaven. A huge party. And they're celebrating that someone has given their life to Jesus Christ for the first time, and they've committed to live for God and run after God. Now, if you did give your life to Christ, we have a phone number you can call. In fact, if you gave your life to Christ and you prayed that prayer, then by all means, please call us on the show right now. At area code 215-3810, and then listen for the prompts and remember to press 1, and then we'll let you on. But let us know. I gave my life to Christ. Now what do I do now? Well, what you do is you get yourself in a good church, a Bible-speaking church. I mean, a Bible-reading church, a Bible-based church, a church that where the Word of God is not watered down. But this will, part of what this will allow you to do is to rub shoulders with believers. And you can talk to them and get to know how this life is. And then you need to get a Bible. And if you have questions, you can call us right now. And so, with that, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight that we read, and this exhortation as we read about the Israelites and the Levites and what have you, and the work that they were to do for Moses and Aaron and help them and to kind of be their armor bearers, ministry of helps. And Lord God, I thank you right now for, as we read about faith in Hebrews and we read about these people who were tortured, wouldn't be released, refused to be released, these people who were chained, thrown in prison, and all the other abuse they went through for loving you, Jesus. And I thank you for my exhortation, for the exhortation on that. And I thank you for our freedom and liberty that we have in this country to worship you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, God, for those who have given their lives to you, Jesus, tonight. I give you glory, honor, and praise for this wonderful time and your word tonight. And I thank you that this word will stick with us, Lord, and that we'll live for you, Lord God. And that you'll be in charge of us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. As we know, this sports update has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, which is the best soft drink ever, which is available at a McDonald's near you in any size for the low price, $1. $1 for any size soft drink. Prices may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. Now, sports. Last evening, the Tigers lost in Cleveland by the final score of 2-1. Tigers were down 1-0. Then they scored a run to tie it, but then they give up. The bullpen gives up a run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Detroit could not get the equalizer, so 2-1. And they wasted some good pitching, as another pitcher had a good quality start. Tonight, Jordan Zimmerman is pitching for our Tigers tonight. The game started at 6:05 p.m. in Cleveland. Preacher Man, if you have a score, if you could look it up, please. You don't have it yet. I'd like to know the score. So if you can get that for me within the next couple minutes. Coach Gardenhire says that he's confident that the Tigers are going to start getting better. He thinks they'll start getting more runs, score more runs, you know, once it starts warming up. But we got to start winning. And we certainly have to stop wasting good pitching. Now, let's talk about the Pistons. The Pistons end their 2017-2018 campaign tonight in Chicago, playing the Chicago Bulls. And this is an 8 p.m. tip-off from the United States Center in Chicago, United Center in Chicago. Yes. By some accounts, this has been considered a this disappointing season with Andre Drummond, and we now have Blake Griffin, who were good, great contributors for us. But the injury to Reggie Jackson didn't help us. That did not help us. So if he could have been healthier, I think we could have had some more wins. So I've been with various things I've been reading and hearing and stuff from various sources. People are saying that they think that Stan Van Gundy should be released from the Pistons after being here for 5 years and only having one winning record and one playoff appearance. I would agree with those sources, to be honest with you. They had talent this year. But they couldn't get it done. They couldn't get it done. So, time for the Pistons to look for a new coach. The Red Wings, it has been reported that Jeff Blashaw, the coach of the Red Wings, the head coach, will return for next season. Now, this is the final year of his contract. So, I don't think he'd get a contract extension unless he can make the playoffs next year. And I would set something very straight. If I'm Ken Holland, actually, we'll say this. We'll say I'm River Shukla, and I'm the general manager of the Red Wings, or the president of the Red Wings, whatever. And I'm there. I'm at the seat. I'm making decisions. I'm looking at what the team's been done the last couple of years, you know, and that. And I call Jeff Blashaw to a meeting. And I say, now, Jeff, the contract, you know, it expired. And if the contract expired right now today, I would say, Jeff, you're gone. It's been nice to know you. You were a good asset, but we're looking to move in a different direction. We want to get back to going to the playoffs. We want to try to get back some of this home ice advantage. And part of how we do that is by winning. And so we're looking for someone else. Now, folks, one thing to keep in mind is that the Red Wings did lose 27 games. 27 games they lost by just one goal. So imagine if they could have had even 20 of those back. Maybe even like in the teens or something. Maybe even the teens. Then I think they could be in the playoffs. But because they lost, that's part of why they're not in the playoffs, is because they lost 27 games by one goal. More than any other team. So that means they were close. And Henrik Zetterberg said he does believe they're getting better. He really does. And so let's see what happens next year. And so that's it for sports. Reminder, looks like I'll be at IX on Saturday. Sidewood Broadcast, it's probably it is going to be a short broadcast, and I'm thinking probably, yeah, I'm going to get there probably 2 o'clock ride for these 2-3 hours of riding first, and then maybe do break to the broadcast. I'm thinking maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock, if we do one, that we would do the broadcast. Yeah, so count on, we'll say 5 o'clock. So, I would say 5 o'clock Saturday, I'm going to do a Miracle Man Express show, which is just going to be so that I can tell you about kind of what rides are there, if there's music and that going on in there, like what it is. And so, with that, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come near our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no terrorist, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones, and we're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for our Jesus. Give you glory, praise, and honor for that, Jesus. And to my listeners, I say, I sure love you. And until either Saturday or Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you next time.